The Ghana Mine Workers Union is concerned about the lapses in the role of the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources and its agencies in supervising the activities of Gold Fields Limited and, by extension, other mining companies in the industry. The union is calling on government and industry stakeholders to, as a matter of urgency, take immediate steps to halt the implementation of Gold Fields Ghana Limited's contract mining strategy, because there is no logical business case to warrant such a model. The Ghana Mine Workers Union is disappointed that Ghana has failed over the years to ratify the ILO Convention 176, which seeks to elevate the occupational safety and health standards in the mines to international standards. Government and its regulatory agencies must ensure that the various business models and operational strategies of all mining companies are subjected to critical scrutiny to ensure they conform strictly to sustainable mining practices before permission is granted for mining. The union believes that an equal playing field is the way to go. It commends government on its initiatives so far aimed at addressing the glaring unemployment situation in the country. The Ghana Mine Workers Union, however, urges government to accelerate the pace of its activities in order to create opportunities for the teeming unemployed youth who desperately want to do anything to survive. Meanwhile, the General Secretary of the Ghana Mine Workers Union, Solomon Kote, has assured affected workers of Gold Fields Ghana Limited of its support to protest the decision to lay them off. Going by the TUC slogan, "Touch One, Touch All," Mr. Kote said unions across the country will join in the protest should government look on unconcerned.
You heard a 7-point resolution adopted by the Ghana Mine Workers Union at its National Executive Council meeting.
Pollster and editor of the Daily Dispatch newspaper, Ben Efson, says the ruling by the Accra High Court ordering the Electoral Commission to implement ROPAL is another step in deepening the country's democracy. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Efson said, looking at the way Ghanaians are scattered around the world, the 1 year given the EC for the implementation may not be enough. He said it is good to know that the EC can go back to court if it finds it difficult to implement ROPAL.
Well, I think that maybe we are trying to take further steps to strengthen our democracy. Democracy has never been cheap. So if they're going to do ROPAL, the political parties who stood to benefit also have to incur some cost. The EC may be a month to time of the expiration. If they cannot finish, they have to go back to the court. So getting the law done is interesting, but also need to bear in mind the court said that the EC can come back if they have problems. So the EC for them can insist that we have 6 or 8 places in the U.S. where Ghanaians can go and vote. The requirement is a party who is registered may decide to have someone's house or office at their U.S. address.
Reader Post and editor-in-chief of the Daily Dispatch newspaper, Ben Efson.